7 minutes past 8, Pádraic Lodges here again with the Tess in the Papers.
The hasty departure of Ray Darcy from RTE is covered widely across today's front pages. Radio silence is the headline in the Irish Sun. No fond farewells as Darcy disappears from airwaves. Vex Ray is the Irish Daily Star's headline. Top radio star fumes as show is suddenly cancelled. According to a report by Orla Ryan in the Irish Times, discussions between the host and senior radio management about a renewal of his contract quickly broke down, and Mr. Darcy subsequently told the station he was severing ties without further talks. The Irish Daily Mail suggests his exit came after a fractious exchange with station bosses, and the presenter believed he was going to be on air to say goodbye, but there was a fear he would use the farewell to have a pop at RTE. Former radio manager Willie O'Reilly, interviewed by Ken Sweeney in The Sun, summed it up as an extraordinary turn of events. Ed Power in The Times writes that Darcy was sometimes accused of being grumpy on the radio, and even his biggest fans would concede he never quite set the airwaves alight. His show was comfortable background fodder, yet one of his strengths, according to Power, was that everything he did was so forgettable. But he was always professional. In his comment piece in The Examiner, Gareth O'Callaghan suggests that with the departure of so many of its top-ranking presenters, RTE now has its first opportunity to reshape the entire Radio 1 schedule with new presenters and a more progressive style. He says the station's director of audio, Patricia Monaghan, is renowned for her resilience, leadership and passion for broadcasting, and he predicts that Radio 1 is about to undergo its biggest makeover in decades. And one of those changes is the focus for Niamh Horan in the Irish Independent. She tells us that Ciarán Cudahy is the firm favourite to take over as the new presenter of Liveline, described in her report as one of the most highly sought-after jobs in radio. The Times, Examiner and the Irish Daily Mirror give prominent front-page space to the Gaza peace deal, something the Mirror views as a moment of shared hope, coming after 2 years of unrelenting horror. Colin Sheridan in The Examiner writes that the world, fatigued and yearning for good news, will embrace this with open arms. Fianna Fáil MEP Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú contacted Taoiseach Micheál Martin in August seeking the party's nomination for the presidential election. That's covered by Craig Hughes in The Mail. The former Eurovision presenter said she'd wanted to put her name forward and discussed it with the Taoiseach. The Herald outlines how Fianna Fáil spent more than €14,000 on Instagram and Facebook advertising for Jim Gavin's Short Auras campaign, while Damien Lane in his Sun column writes that Micheál Martin ignored the reservations of the party faithful and it turned out to be a monumental error, a gargantuan failure of judgment. Artificial intelligence is being used by teenage boys to create AI girlfriends as their online porn partner. That's covered by Cormac O'Keefe in The Examiner. Ruth Breslin from UCD told the paper this development should give people great cause for concern. We also read in The Examiner that motorists are being warned to be vigilant for deer on roads over the coming days as the annual breeding season begins. The Independent carries a warning to consumers that they're facing a bleak winter after inflation surged to an 18-month high. Charlie Weston explains that higher food prices are the main reason. And finally, the Irish Daily Mirror has a two-page spread to mark World Egg Day today. Board BIA figures show that 96% of Irish households buy eggs on a regular basis, and the paper urges us to try various egg recipes with a promise that the crack is mighty.
There you go, Pádraic. Thank you. After the break, the Gaza peace deal.